And the Bible says that these three mighty men in verse 16, 2 Samuel 23:16, they break through the host of the Philistines. That word breakthrough is a violent word in the Bible. It's not like they were tiptoeing and skipping around. I think what they did is they hurt a lot of people and killed quite a few men, then got a canteen of water out of that well and took it back to David. If you look at that word breakthrough in the Bible, it's just that. Imagine, think of glass. You know, think of a thief doing violence and kicking a door down. And this is exactly what they did. And they came back and they gave it to David. And listen, the word we keyed in on is honor. This was their leader. They risked their lives for their leader. And then David says this. They brought it to David. Nevertheless, the Bible says he would not drink thereof, but he poured it out unto the Lord. And he said this, verse 17, be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore, he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty. So they wanted to honor their leader. And David got it. And he couldn't believe that they risked their lives and they actually did it. And so David said, and now I'm going to honor my king. And so David poured it out as a drink offering for the Lord, because he wanted to honor the Lord. So these men come and bow their knee to their leader. David bows his knee to the leader of all leaders. Last week we started talking about honor and how the Bible puts this thing together. You know, honor is definitely its majesty, glory. Honor is a heavy word. You know, it's like somebody, you know, you honor them and you're like, man, this is the heavy. Like, this guy could do me some damage. So it's you fixing a value on somebody. And so that's what honor is. And it's the heaviness of splendor. It's just that heavy. Matter of fact, the Bible says it's such a heavy word that honor is not seemly for a fool. Because, you know, a fool thinks they deserve the honor. A fool's always the one that thinks everybody else is the fool. They don't get honor. It starts off, last week we talked about father and mother. So anybody in here, you know, especially if you're still under your parents' rule and under their house, the Bible says you should obey your parents, and it says honor thy father and mother. It mentions it twice in just Paul's writings. So it starts in the home. So mom and dad, live an honorable life for sure. But what do you do with youth that come in and say, my dad's a ding-a-ling, you know, and you're just like, yeah, I know your dad. He's a ding-a-ling, you know, but you know, how can you give him honor? How can you honor your mom? Hey, we're humans as parents. All of us as parents have stories where like, that wasn't very honorable. You know, and just yesterday, I can think of a couple examples of me losing my salvation and letting everybody else have it around me. And I thought, my gosh, what are you doing, dude? That's not very honorable, is it? No, it wasn't. Honor your father and mother. Practically, this can look a lot of different ways. We didn't really talk about practically in your home. But, you know, honor is when you go to your parents and you're asking permission. What about getting your parents' counsel? You know, I know some of us at some point think our parents don't know, and some of your parents don't know, but going to them and getting advice. How about coming to the living room or sitting at the dining room table? Do you know what that is? It's like an area of the house where you put a table and like you put food on, the whole family gets around it. Like Leave It to Beaver, like that type of thing. You know, they all get around the table. And out of honor for your mom and dad, you don't bring your phone. And then the youth will say, well, sometimes I don't bring mine, but my mom and dad have theirs. It's true. That's a way you can honor somebody. You ever been in conversation with people and all they can do is drill their phone? Or their phone the whole time is going, bzz, bzz. What are they saying to you? What they're saying is, hurry up. This is more important than you. It's totally in your face. It's probably not as strong as the middle finger, but it might be the pinky finger, you know. You know, geez, get this over with. So when you honor somebody, you put that away. And you don't let it do that. So the next part is husbands and wives. The Bible says we should give our wives honor, men. We should honor them. And what we should do is speak well of them. It's our goal to what? Lift them up. To take, this is the queen of the home and she's mine. And we say good things in front of our children. Same thing, it says, wives, submit yourselves to your husband. And a woman that would say, I'm not submission, people wouldn't even take that out of wedding vows. And you know what all that is? You're just saying up front that I'm not going to honor this guy. And if any guy comes to me and says, hey, she wants to change these vows, she really don't want to take my last name either. And I would just say, run. Run, dude. You'll never have this lady. She'll never honor you. And so, you know, the things we can do as husbands and wives, just don't interrupt, you know, talk positive. You know, when you come in the door, stop what you're doing when they come in, stop everything, turn the TV off, stop the show. Or what about, hey dude, I'm sorry, I got to go. My wife just got home. He's like, what, are you whipped? Well, if you call this whipped, dude, I'm telling you right now, I would much rather enjoy my evening with her than you. You know, I get between the sheets with this lady every night. We've had children together. We're going to grow old together. And yes, she is a priority over you. That honor, that's what that is. Now, don't forget older folks, elderly people. The Bible says the hoary head is the crown of glory. Let's teach our young people to respect elderly and adults. Teach your young boys and your young girls, but especially your young boys, when you go into a place, say, son, hold the door. Dad, there's 50 people coming in. Hold the door till the next gentleman takes it from you. You know, we teach things like this, and we should, because this is all about giving somebody honor, fixing a value to them. I don't care, you know, school teachers, honor them. Are all teachers good? No way. But I'll tell you what, you give them honor. And when you're between the C and the B, you're getting the B, my friend. Honor them because they're your teachers, right? You should. Older people, the king. This is a big one in the Bible. The king for those in authority. We talked about this last week. I don't need to beat it up again. But those in authority, our government officials and authority, people in charge, all that type of thing, is we need to make sure that we give them honor that's due their name. This last couple years, through all the craziness and different groups popping up, and there's a big issue that came up about, hey, let's defund the police. All that was really saying is we don't think they're honorable. We don't want to honor them. And by the way, I don't know if you've ever looked at what policemen make around here. I wouldn't be a cop. To put yourself in that kind of danger, I think we should honor them and say, let's bump that up a little bit. Let's give our people like our school teachers that are investing in our children. Let's give that third grade teacher a raise, man. She's great. He's good, you know, because that shows what we value. We've seen this. The Bible says that basically if there's an elder, which in that, in Timothy, it's talking about spiritual leaders. If there's honor your spiritual leaders, people that have discipled you or pastors, deacons, leaders of churches, give them honor. And it says, matter of fact, give them double honor. How do you give somebody honor? The Bible says, honor the Lord with your, what's it say? Substance. With your substance or your first fruits. We honor the Lord by giving him first. This is Proverbs 3:9. So that's why what offerings, right? We give him, some of people use the word tithe, but we like to say, man, this is our sacrificial giving. And so when we get paid, we're like, Lord, you're getting first. When I wake up in the morning, God, you're getting first. Everything I have. So remember your substance. And so one way you can honor your elders is with your substance. It really is a double honor. Like, man, give it to them. The substance, their stuff. The second thing is we honor is with our mouths. You know, the Bible says we honor the Lord with singing. We honor the Lord with our substance and first fruit. So our stuff and what comes out of our mouths, man, that's how we give him honor. And the Bible says the same way. It mentions the same thing with leadership, with godly leaders. And so basically, you honor even your leaders with your substance. You give, and a lot of you do that. That's great. And another thing is you watch your mouth. The Bible says, don't you receive an accusation. And a lot of people feel very comfortable talking bad about their leaders. Or, you know, like, you know, he, she don't know what they're doing. You're saying, I'm smarter, I'm bigger. My ways, my schedule's more important. That's what you're saying is when you don't want to honor your leaders. We live in a very, the Western part of the world is sick on this. It's like you got to watch some old Japanese, you know, movies. You know, I went and watched one, speaking on the subject, I went and seen The Last Samurai again. So I was like, what a culture of honor. I just wanted to see that. And it's really awesome. And, you know, and Tom Cruise, man, he did a great job acting. I just wish he'd apply it in real life, you know, as far as honor. And so... Let's not forget, I listed all the people. This was kind of a review of last week. And now I want to give you five things this morning. I think the Bible clearly says about honor. If this is something I need to grow in, you need to grow in, these are things we can look at and we can apply. And guys, it's like any time. If, you know, if five would be this number, this is means if all five boxes are checked, then you're a person of great honor and you give good honor to other people. I would be shocked if everybody can check all five boxes, you know. You're always waning in one of the areas. So that's why we're in church today. So I like it. Let's take it. Let's be encouraged this morning. And also, let's be willing to say, and we just say, man, thanks, I needed that. The old Brute commercial, man. Just take it. Say, Lord, thank you so much for loving me enough that you're willing to give it to me and help me in this department of my life, the department of honor. We most of all this morning want to honor the Lord. We want to honor him. I told him this morning when I got up, because I already got a couple texts of people that would not be here. That's always encouraging as a pastor. Just want to let you know I'm not here. And I thought, that's pretty honorable. Nobody has to tell me they're not going to be here. It's your own schedule, your own life. But you know what? People do it sometimes out of respect. It's out of honor. Hey, pastor, I just want you to know, man, we're going to miss this week. I'm like, well, man, thank you. You didn't have to do that. But you know what told you to do that? Honor. Some people would never think about doing it because you know what they think? Well, who are you? I'm the church janitor is what I am. I'm the servant. That's God called me to pastor. That's it. I mean, I get it. I'm supposed to be a foot washer. You know, that's supposed to be my job. And so I told the Lord when I got up this morning, I'm like, Lord, I don't care who's there. I'm singing loud. I'm going to sing hard. And I'm going to preach like it's my last time. And I told him that. I woke my wife up this morning. I says, man, I says, I'm excited about this morning. I told her why. And then she said, I'm in the nursery today. I was like, oh, okay. So that's okay. I'm still going to preach, whether you can hear it or not. She might be listening right now. They do pipe some stuff over there, so I don't know. I know Carla's over there checking people in. So, Carla, I hope you can hear, and I hope everybody can hear that needs to hear. Hey, there's a story, a true story. There's a famous concert organ player years ago, and I didn't know much about the guy until I did a little research, Mendelssohn. But when I was like, who is this guy? He's got, I see his name popping up on, the thing that we would probably know him for is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. He composed the music to that. This guy was a great composer. He did a lot of things that didn't require, words, but he did a lot of music. But this is a true story. Mendelssohn walked one time into this cathedral in Europe. And they just put this new great pipe organ in this place. And there's a guy in charge there. And he's taking care of the organ. And he didn't recognize him. And so Mendelssohn said, sir, may I please play this organ? The caretaker of this organ said, nope. It's a brand new organ. Not just anybody plays this thing. This guy's probably one of the best, most recognized players in the world at this time. And Mendelssohn said, hey, sir, please, I just ask you to sit down and play for a few minutes. He said, sir, this is like a $1 million organ. You cannot play it. So the composer tried again and again and please and please and please. And so finally the man looked around and said, hey, nobody's around here. Get on here just for a second. He thought, I'm getting rid of this guy. Well, when Mendelssohn sat down and he started playing, the guy was blown away because he'd never heard music like this before. Beautiful, harmonious sounds. He's like, unbelievable. He said, mister, who are you? And Mendelssohn introduced himself, and the guy just opened his mouth and said, I am so sorry. He was so embarrassed because he had been foolish enough to forbid the greatest organ player in the world to sit down on this new organ. And I tell that story because I think some of us are just not recognizing the Lord. He wants so bad in our lives to take the chair and to play this beautiful music, and we won't give him the honor. We want to take it ourselves. So this morning, it's our responsibility in everything we do to honor him. Think of your day yesterday. In your life yesterday, what did you do to make sure you put a smile on the king's face? How did you honor him yesterday? Decisions made, conversations had. It's Saturday. Maybe you got, you know, ball fields. Maybe you got to play. Through all of that, was there any recognition of the one who gave you breath? Do it. I do this sometimes. I go to bed at nighttime. I think, I'm like, Ben, Lord, did I bring you honor? Or did I just strictly do what I want to do? That's usually how the day goes. I do whatever I want. We all do that, don't we? We do it, and then we somehow want God to bless it. You know, we're no different than religious people that live and do what we want to do. And we try to go in real quick and say, don't make this real quick. Try to take a little communion, do the sign of the cross, and hey, say a little grace now and then and say, it's good, isn't it? Well, you tell me, is it good? Is he honored? Is the majesty pleased? Did you give him splendor? Reminds me of the little boy that he had a little dog, and this dog all the time just wagged his tail everywhere he was at with this boy. Just loved this kid. The kid would go to bed at nighttime, and the dog wouldn't hesitate. Jump right in bed with him, wagging his tail, just so happy. The kid would go to the bathroom, and if he didn't close the door, the dog would go in with him. When he opened the bathroom door, the dog was sitting there waiting on him and acting like man hadn't seen him in 10 years. The kid would go to school, and the dog would go to the end of the driveway where the bus picked him up and wanted to get on the bus. But when that kid came home, that dog was right there. This kid would eat dinner and the dog would sit right beside him and just happy to be there, even if he didn't even get a scrap, you know. Just day in and day out. And people would say, how in the world can a dog do that day in and day out to a kid, like to a teenager? That's your master. How does that happen? Let me tell you how this happened, because this particular story was a little boy who found a mangy mutt on the street that was starved, and he took this little puppy home. He was so unkept, and he begged his parents, and he washed this dog up. He loved it and kissed it and fed it. And here, the dog never forgot. He never forgot. And every chance he could, the dog just wanted to wag his tail. He wanted to lick his face. He says, because you are my master. That's honor. The rest of my days, I'm going to give you honor. Let me give you five things the Bible clearly says about honor, and let's all make great application. The first one is this. The first thing we need to learn what the Bible says about honor is this. Before honor is humility. Proverbs 15:33. It says, before honor is humility. Proverbs 18:22. The Bible's really clear about this one. It's humility and the fear of the Lord that brings honor. So sometimes we think of like honor the king. It's somebody with a great position or somebody that's, you know, or the boss, you know. But before any honor comes, there's got to be humility. If you're quick in your Bibles, turn to Philippians 2:3. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 3. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians chapter 2 and verse 3. Philippians 2:3. Philippians 2:3 says this: let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. A beautiful verse about humility, being humble. James 4:10 says, if you humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, he will lift you up. Our job is not to produce honor as much as to produce humility, to recognize who we are, who rescued us, who I am without Jesus, right? And to make sure when I look at other people, I esteem them better than myself. This is the number one characteristic for honor is humility. Because sometimes in this world, depending on who you are and where you've come from, a lot of times you think you're smarter. You walk in, you think you're tougher. I would make better decisions than my boss. And I let everybody know that, right? What people don't realize is some of you have some great strengths in your life. And you know the problem is? You think your strengths are so great. Your strength is what's weighing you down. It's your greatest weakness. It's ran to an extreme because it's not coupled with humility. Being humble. You know Denzel Washington, when he first started getting famous, he went home and he literally came to his mom and he says, "Mom, did you think this was going to happen? That one day I'd be so big that I'd be able to take care of everybody and all of the family." And he was proud of himself. And here's what Mama Washington, she said this, "Oh, you did it all by yourself? Is that what happened?" She goes, "Well, here's what you can do, Denzel. Go outside. I want you to grab that mop bucket and I want you to start washing the windows of this house because you're a superstar." That's what she said to him. She said, "Stop right there. Stop." And he said, it's one of the greatest lessons he ever learned. Because when he thought he was something, his mom served him up a nice picture of homemade humility. We all need that, don't we? Listen to this saying. Ego. What ego does every day, our ego builds cardboard fortresses. My ego builds a cardboard fortress that humility must every day tear it down. Ego builds this cardboard fortress in our lives, and humility every day must destroy it. This is what humility is for. So, a lot of us want to be honored. I get it. But even to give honor. You know, sometimes people don't give honor because they're not humble. It kills you to grab somebody and just say, "I just wanted to tell you how great you are. This is your day." Whether it's a birthday or whether it's I'd tell that girl how great they are, but I know it'd go to their head. That's not your responsibility. If it goes to their head, that's on them. But what is it about me not being able to let this loose? It's usually pride. I just think I'm smarter. I think everything I do is better than everybody else. And that's a bad spot to be in. Humility. I think we could all use a good dose of it. We could all use Mrs. Washington speaking to us, couldn't we? Just saying, "No, once you wash windows, that's what you need to do." So humility. It's the first thing we got. The second thing we're gonna got, I just want you to know, gotta get, here it goes. The Bible says, Romans 13:7, "Give honor to whom honor is due." Or, "Don't muzzle the ox," 1 Timothy 5:18, "that treadeth out the corn. Because a laborer is worthy of their reward." A laborer is worthy of his reward. You get the paycheck because you hopefully earned it thing, right? And so the second principle about this, about honor, is to remember we give honor to whom it is due. So basically, let me twist this just a little bit and say it like this. Let's take our focus on giving honor instead of it getting honor. Give it. Be so humble that it's your job to give it. And because of your giving it and because of your humility, you're going to find out like Proverbs 11:25 says, if you want your grass green, then water your neighbor's lawn. And God says, Proverbs 11:25, "He that once watered, if you water other people, ye shall be watered." It'll come to you. John 12:26, Jesus even says, if you serve Jesus, God will honor you. You serve him. This is what you do. So give it. And no, it's due and there are some rewards. And I know that. And so we should give it to whom it is due for sure. But let's just make sure that we're giving it instead of focusing on always getting it. You'll see this a lot with people because a lot of people would just say, "Hey, why don't you respect him?" And they'll say, "Because he don't respect me. I ain't respecting nobody that don't respect me." Really? That's a great attitude. Tough guy. Smart guy. Right? No, you give it if it's due. And yeah, you don't like your boss, but you like their signature at the bottom of the check, don't you? Yes, you do. Be humble and make sure we give honor, not just live our lives to get it, right? So let's give this away. And this week, maybe before we leave church, we need to say, you know what, who are you going to honor? Some of you have never told your boss you appreciate him. Some of you never went in and just told him, hey, thank you, in a time where a lot of people ain't working right now. Thanks for keeping this place busy. I appreciate it. You know, and what are you doing? You're humbling yourself and you're giving honor. But we don't like that. A lot of times, or if somebody's over, you think, yeah, who do they think they are? You know, I don't know who they think they are. The question is, who do you think you are? Put yourself on a proper spot. So give honor to whom it is due. It's due. It's time. Some of you have never just sat down with your mom and dad and just said, it's been a long time since I said this. I'm tired of waiting until every Christmas morning or getting birthday gifts and then saying, hey, thanks, mom and dad. I appreciate the presents. You have a presence because they came together. You sit down and you tell your parents how much you appreciate them. And all of us have friends that we know that are lacking in the home department. And may you go to your sit with your parents and just say, I just need to tell you how much I appreciate you. I'll tell you, something that killed me was going to my in-laws. I've never had a great relationship with my in-laws. And I always feel like it might be weird because they might like listen to this because it's put out there. But maybe he needs to hear it. I've tried. And I just realized I built up a bunch of pride. And at some point, I'm just like, whatever. I just started living life. God convicted me on this point, and I decided that it's my time. I need to tell them, because I'll tell you, I don't have to necessarily like everything they do and the kind of the people they decide to be. But they did give me my wife. She's got a million characteristics that are pretty amazing, and they helped nurture and develop this in their life. Do I not owe them some gratitude for that? So that's what I did, is I went home, and, you know, it was so hard, man. It was so hard. I stand up in the living room, and I'm getting emotional now. Now I'm really mad at myself, because now the humility's really kicking in, and it's becoming pride at this point, you know. And so I just said, guys, I just have got to tell you that I'm so thankful for what you've given me. I'm so thankful out of this home came the treasure in my life. My wife, I just want to tell you thanks. You know the beautiful part about this was? Less than 6 months later, my mother-in-law died. I was so thankful I had that conversation. I was so thankful I said those words. And I needed to. It was due. I kept thinking, I'm not getting any honor from these folks. Humility would say, what do I deserve? Swallow it and give the honor. The third thing, the Bible says, remember this is a big one. Some of these I feel like are common sense, but I feel like they need to be said or Scripture wouldn't put all these verses in there. Do you realize the third thing about honor in the Bible? Honor is something that others give you. It's promoted by other people, right? We're always, Deuteronomy 26:19, God tells his people, I will make thee high above all nations. I will put you in a spot of honor. See, something that God gives. So it's like a gift that other people can give you, but it is promoted by other people. It's the greatest asset of anything. You know what makes this church so great? These stinking patio lights hanging across there. No, we just got these. They weren't here for years. You know what makes this church great? And I would say, first and foremost, the one who died and gave his life for it. Yeah, for sure. But you know what makes this church great? You. It's you. We wouldn't have a church if it wasn't for you. You come in here. And some of you not only come here, you take your hard-earned money, and you have no savings account, but every week you put money in that box over there and say, I just want to honor the Lord. I want to honor this church. That's pretty fantastic. Truth be known, even my bills get paid at home because of you. See, honor is given by other people. Don't think too highly of yourselves. That's what Romans 12:3 says. Man, watch this thing. Don't think too highly of yourselves. Honor is going to come from other people. And the Lord says, if you'll honor me, I'll make sure you get honored. Make sure we are those people. So remember that. It's kind of like being a pastor. I remember when Bo first moved here. I remember he's here, I don't know, a couple years. And I remember he says, hey, man, you know, when am I going to become a pastor? And I know what he meant. But, well, I was like, well, you know, being a pastor is something that the people bless you with. The Maple City Baptist Church will make you a pastor. We don't sign a piece of paper with the state and the government and do all the things that the bylaws say we should. And then, bam, this guy gets a piece of paper. He's got an ordination, and he is a pastor. You're only a pastor when people call you pastor. And I'll tell you, it started to happen. I was late in the making, but people constantly started calling Bo pastor, pastor, pastor. And people started walking past my office to go to his, and I started realizing he shepherds. He's shepherding these people. He's giving them something they need and they want. And that's a great thing. That's an honor that they would call him pastor. Honor. So just remember, the third thing is, remember, it's promoted by others, right? So humility, we need to make sure we have humility. We need to make sure that we're focused on not getting it, but giving it. And upon the giving, you'll find that it's others that give it to you, right? So that's the third thing. Here's the fourth thing. This is probably, I think, the biggest issue with honor, especially, you see this over and over again. God keeps hammering Israel over it. There's a famous verse, and as soon as I say it, you'll know what it is. Jesus says in Matthew 15:8, he goes, you know, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. The prophet Isaiah said that in Isaiah 29:13, and Jesus Christ is repeating it in Matthew chapter 15. And so, you honor me with your lips, but not with your heart. Like, you don't mean it. It's just lip service. We just don't want to be a people that it's about lip service, you know. I always liked that in Mr. Potato Head in that movie? What's that movie called? Toy Story. Yeah. I was studying my Bible while my family was watching cartoons. No, I'm just kidding. Mr. Potato Head, I like when he pulls off his lips. You know, I was like, yeah, lip service, man. Just lip service. You're honoring me with your lips. You ever have people do that? You know, and we all the time, you know, we got to tell, you know, say the words like, I love you. You know, we use those words like that, and it's just lips. And people just wonder sometimes. They're just like, I don't understand. I tell her I love her all the time. Dude, she don't know it. She don't feel it. Can you feel me? No, but you say the right things. We say it all the time. When people talk often about, like, submission, and I, you know, put myself under you, and those are the people you got to really, like, watch out for. Why do you got to say that all the time? If you were living it, like, it would be known, you know, but usually that's a struggle is what it is. So we got to really watch this when it comes to honor, because it's easy to say, Jesus, I honor you. But I'm not going to talk to you the rest of the day. Jesus, I honor you. Or we want to honor people around us, whether it's a parent or whether it's, you know, the kid that says, Mom and Dad, I'm sorry. And you're like, she keeps doing the same thing over and over. Yeah, that's not honor. That's all that is. It's lip service. What we need to make sure is make sure this is a real issue. We drink the glass of humility and it's here. So make sure that out of the abundance of your heart, man, that your mouth speaks and it gives people the right honor. But you show it. You show it. Not just, you know, lip service, you know. Well, it's funny. Didn't we look at all the list of the things and the people that we should honor, that God says we should honor, from bosses to elderly people to parents to spouses, right? And ultimately the Lord. It's funny because we would like to say this. I honor the Lord, but I don't honor anybody else. The very people he told you to honor, and you would say you honor the Lord, and yet you don't honor these folks. You know what that is? You're just talking, man. That's just lip service. What in God's name? It don't work that way. I honor the Lord, and then I'm going to bring honor to those that He told me to honor. I'm going to follow through with obedience on this thing. So just remember that. If you're a guy or a girl that says that, and people do that all the time. I don't have to honor him. I don't have to do that. Why would I do that? He's the same as me. He puts his pants on the same as I do. Usually what that is, that's a statement of somebody just basically saying, I'm not going to be humble right now, and I'm going to honor me. That's all that is. I honor me. I'm the king of the world. You know how every two-year-old, kids are selfish, man. They're born that way. We were all born that way, right? All jacked up and fleshly and sinful and just want our way. And all attention's on us and all this. And the problem is some of us end up hitting 50 years old and we never lose it. We still think it's, I will do what I want to do. I will watch what I want to watch. And that's what everybody does. Everybody sits around and we all do exactly what we want to do. And you know, and everybody's sitting around. Look at it. Go to the next restaurant. You're at, look around at the family. You're like, man, they're not even talking. Hey, at least they're together, I guess. You know, I don't know. Where's the honor and all that? So just let's make sure that we honor the people God told us to honor. And that would be that we're not just doing lip service to the Lord. Don't tell the Lord you honor him and you don't honor the spiritual leaders, the public officials, the boss and foreman at work, the elderly guy in your neighborhood that you think is so nasty. That guy, you know, you ever thought about taking his trash out? It might change everything. You ever thought about shoveling her snow? It might change everything. Tell your kids that always get yelled at for being in his yard because he's such a caterpillar. It's a nice word. I was thinking of another one. But you go over and you tell your kids that's what you're going to do. He'll come out and say, what are you doing? But boy, you're not telling me to get out of here now, are you? You know, no, we're going to bring him honor. That's what we're going to do just because of his age, just because of her age. Not just lips. Let me wrap this up and we're going home. You ready? The last one, and this is a good one. Guys, we are supposed to honor parents, spouses, bosses, coworkers. There's one verse in the Bible. We got to be careful of this verse because it can go anywhere. Where it says honor all men. Just out of respect, esteem others better than yourself. Even the drunk at Casey's. Even that guy. Honor people. And then, of course, most importantly is we're going to honor the Lord. Well, here becomes the problem. Is make sure you never honor men over the Lord. Always honor God before you honor men. And I say that, and there's a little bit of a contradiction going on here, because a lot of times we honor God by honoring men. So, but make sure we're honoring God over man. Basically, here's the big point. Quit being people pleasers. Men pleasers. No, please God. Now, there's some people we want to please. Like, I should please my spouse. The Bible tells me that in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 32. Matter of fact, Paul says, hey, dude, it'd be better if you're single. I'm like, why is that? Because when you got a wife, you got to please her. If you don't have a wife, you just please the Lord. I get it. I get it. Because there's times now I'm not so free. I do got to check in. I do got to make sure. I want mama to be happy. That's not my life goal. My life goal is to bring God glory. So sometimes I would say that. I need to please God over my wife. I'm not having this. I'm not listening to this. I'm going to please. Well, here's the issue. What do you do when Peter comes along in 1 Peter 3:7? He says, hey, honor your wife, man. Because if you don't honor your wife, your prayers will be hindered. I don't honor my wife, and now the one I'm trying to honor is not going to listen to me. Whew. See, there's a nice, delicate balance here that I think we need to be like on to and we got to guard against. But hey, remember this. Galatians 1:10 says, if I please men, I cannot be the servant of Christ. If I please men, I can't serve Christ. If you're a people pleaser, you can't serve Christ. Because it's proven in the Bible. Who you serve is who you please. So whether it's like Romans says, it could be a sin unto death, you're serving sin. Or it could be for righteousness. Because there's many a times if we're going to really honor the Lord, we are going to make enemies. It's not our goal. It'll just happen. Hopefully not because of your abrasive personality. Hopefully it's because of your stance for righteousness and truth. And if that offends people, you have to be okay with that. Never in honoring God, never, man, squash that because you want to please people. That's the big point here is Galatians 1:10. Watch it. Because if you please men, a lot of times you're not serving Jesus Christ. Just don't get those mixed up. You know what the Bible says? Romans 8:8. If you're in the flesh, you can't please God. But you can please men in the flesh. So a lot of times we as Christians ignore that. We're not really honoring God. We're just trying our best to please people all around us. And we think that's what being a good Christian is. Everybody says, she's the best. She's the absolute best. Do you think they said that about Jesus Christ when they were hoisting him up on the cross? Piercing his hands and his feet? They wanted him gone, man. He was an irritant to their lives. He was the greatest challenge against their religious thinking and their system they've ever had. And what did they say? Boy, he's the best, isn't he? Wow, if this company could have three more of him, we'd be killing it, wouldn't we? No, you know what they said? Let's kill him. That's what they said. And he says, I will do this out of honor for my Father. And he went through with it. So be careful of this. I just want to give you a little bit of warning here. Your flesh wants to make people happy. Your spirit wants to make God happy. There's people that we should honor for sure. But never, never put honor for men over honor for God. Never. He gets the first spot, right? So two things I'll give you on this last point. You got to put your guard against this. So one, guard it. Guard it. And I gave you already the verses. 1 Corinthians 7 where it says, hey, honor your wife. Please your wife. Then you get, it says, if you don't honor her, your prayers could be hindered. Well, it says, I got to honor the Lord, but I do that by honoring my wife. And that's what it's saying is you can't say you're going to honor God and treat your spouse like garbage. Ladies, you can't live your lives. That's why the Bible says, man, how am I going to submit to this blockhead? Submit to the Lord. That's why. How am I going to love this hairless rat? That's a clean word. How are you going to do that? Loving Christ. You'll remember how Christ loves you and you'll love Christ. I can love her through Christ. She can submit to me like she's submitting to Christ. See, we're doing that by honoring the Lord. When it's hardest done, then it becomes a great sacrifice. And you're like, God, you deserve this gift. I'd frying pan this guy right now if it wasn't for you. So guard against it. And people pleasers, guard against this. A lot of times you're pleasing people and you're not honoring the ones God told you to honor. Let me give you the last one. It's found in Ezekiel 3:9. You can go there if you want, but when I say it, you'll know it. Because God had to tell all of his prophets this. All of God's preachers had to learn this. And that was this. Okay, Ezekiel, are you ready? Jeremiah, are you ready? And they're like, we're ready, man. I'm ready to do something big for the Lord. The Lord's like, okay, don't be afraid of their faces. God, what do you mean by that? Because they're going to hate your guts. They're not going to like everything you say. Everything I tell you to give, they're going to look at you and they're going to be mad. And God's like, but here's what I'll do. Don't be afraid of their faces and I'll make your forehead like flint. I'll make it hard, man, so you can stand up and honor me. Even in the midst of them not enjoying what you're going to say. So I guess I say these verses to say this. All of you people pleasers in the room, what really is it showing is you're just a very incredibly weak person. Toughen up. That's what the Bible says. Hey, toughen up. God will give you the fortitude and the strength to be able to say, it's okay. It's okay. They don't have to like me, and I'm going to give them honor anyway. But I will always give the Lord honor over men. That's the fifth thing I think. We just got to get this down in Scripture. Honor God over man. Don't ever take men over the Lord. And don't say the lip service thing. Don't just say, I honor the Lord. You know, like the Bible says, it ain't going to sit very well with God. First John just says, you're going to say, oh, man, I love the Lord. I just hate the church. Contradiction, that's on you. It don't work. You're messing that up. You know, all the people, I like all the people, even through this whole last couple of years we've been, that people say the silliest things, and it sounds godly, and everybody's just like, oh man, it must be good coming from that people. I can't tell you how many Christian quotes I read on Facebook, and I'm like, that is not biblical, and everybody's liking it. No, that's ridiculous, just because she said it, she is dead, he is dead wrong compared to the Bible. Lip service? No, I will honor. That's what I'll do. If I say I'm going to love Jesus, I'm going to love. If we love the Lord, right, we're called the bride of Christ. So it's like you coming up to me and just say, hey, dude, I think you're the best. But your wife, man, she's like a dill pickle, man. I'm like, I like dill pickles. Come on, man. I'm not going to let you trash my wife. You're not going to do well around me if you constantly keep telling me how terrible my wife is. I know how terrible she is. I live with her. You get to go to your house. I live with the lady. No, wait a minute. What are you doing there, pal? Yeah. See, we're the bride of Christ. So if you want to diss on the church, you're the one with egg on your face. It's you. It's time for you to take, you know what you need to do? You need to do the Nestea plunge in the whole pool of humility. That's what you need. That's what we desperately need. Humble yourself. Man, let's become like that little dog once again that just remembers where I come from. And I remember who I was without Jesus. And I'm just going to wag my tail. And I'm going to wait. I'm going to be there for him every time. And I can't wait till he talks to me. I can't wait till he comes out of the bathroom. I can't wait. That's how our attitude is going to be towards the Lord. Humility. We know we're going to focus on giving honor instead of getting it. So it's like, man, my kids just don't bring me the honor. Kids these days, well, you're training them. So in training them, remember, it's not that you have to like spank your kids to say, give me honor. Maybe you need to celebrate your kids a little bit more. Maybe you need to honor them a little bit more and just say, great job, man. Dude, that's amazing. Or watch them what they do, especially when they do something weird and you see it. You ever watch them pick something up or help somebody else or go pick somebody up when they fall and you're just like, hey, that was fantastic. That's respectable, man. I'm glad you're mine. You're my child, right? You're my son. You're my daughter. Give it to whom it is due. Third thing, make sure we know that honor is promoted by other people and ultimately by the Lord. So be careful. You got to give it. Be careful this attitude of trying to get it all the time. I served under a pastor. I was the youth pastor, and this pastor had a famous line. Here's what he said all the time. Those people have a problem with authority. He would always say that when nothing went his way, he would always say that. Yeah, they have a problem with authority. Spiritual authority. They don't understand it. That's a problem with that. And then we'd meet with people and I was embarrassed because he'd sit with them and just say, hey, you have a problem with authority because here's what I said. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. You know, when you got to say that a lot, when you've got to be the one to sit down and tell them all the time, when you got to tell your children frequently that you're in charge, you know, the word on the street is, you ain't in charge. They are. We got to watch that. Just to make sure that honor is promoted by other people instead of yourself. Make it more than just lips. Make it here. I think if you add all this together and seek the Lord with humility and just say, boy, God, I know I keep saying I honor you, but I don't honor my spouse. I'm not honoring my boss. I don't have any honor for my pastor. Deal with that. Go to the Lord and deal with this one, right? And then honor God over man. So I keep contradicting myself. Honor people, honor God. Make sure you do. Yeah, all that. All of it, mix it up, and we want to have it balanced, don't we? So let's pray together this morning, and let's process this. Let's all process this together. So we've talked a lot about these five ways that we see in characteristics of honor in the Bible. What you need to do is if God spoke to you, just tell him right now, God, thank you for loving me enough to give me the word today. If there is maybe as a child, you need to, even as an adult child, Maybe you need to think back of your last couple conversations with your parents, and maybe you're like, you know what? I'm not going to have my folks very much longer. I need to bring them some honor. If you call your dad up today and just say, Dad, I just called to tell you I loved you, he might die of a heart attack. It might just freak him out so bad. Give him some honor, right? Your mom, young people, you know, to your parents, you know, even living in their home. What about to your spouse? What's one way you can honor your spouse? And some people would say, I don't know. Well, we gave some illustrations in the Bible on that. Why don't you ask your spouse? This cracks me up when people come into my office for counseling sometimes. And in marriage counseling, I'm just like, they're like, yeah, I don't know, you know. Well, ask her. Like, she would know. Ask her. It's just that simple. Sweetie, how can I bring you honor? What? No, seriously, I don't feel like I've been honoring you well. How can I bring you honor? And it might be something silly. She might just say, I just would like a Dr. Pepper. My gosh, I'll go buy a case if that's what it takes. How can I bring you honor? I don't know. She might tell you, I just wish you could do this. I really don't want to cook today. That's a done deal. We're eating hot dogs. You know, it's just that simple. But ask. So deal with it. Any of the five things that God's laid on your heart, maybe some of you thought you've been honoring the Lord because you get in the Word every morning, but you still think you're the smartest person in Warren County. You still go to work thinking you're the smartest person in the whole place. You still, everywhere you go, think your decisions are better. That's what's bad about playing fantasy football, isn't it? I just think I know everything now, all of a sudden, and I don't. But you come and you're making these, you're the armchair quarterback, you know? Come on, man. Give some honor. Jesus, today we want to honor you. Lord, especially this 4th of July, just thinking of the freedom we have. God, we have freedom, and it's in Christ. Jesus, we're so thankful you giving your life for us and resurrecting from the grave. So we love you. We want to show that to you, not just with our lips, but with our actions. Thank you for this great church and all the great people that are over there teaching children right now and watching babies in the nursery. Lord, I'm thankful. And Lord, even we got people on vacation, God, good people in our church. I'm just thankful for the Maple City Baptist Church. And God, I pray that we would just be a church that could bring honor back in a culture that's kind of just trashed honor. May we bring it back. Help us as parents to teach it to our children. And more than that, Lord, help us to model it. So Jesus, we love you today. We praise you in your holy name and all of your majesty and splendor. We bow down our hearts right now, submit ourselves to you. Amen.